I know that the USL kind of has had Birmingham on its radar for a little while. Obviously, there are other cities on that radar too, but I think you can't discount kind of what has been going on in Birmingham in terms of the revitalization and just kind of the renewed energy here as far as playing into that.
This team doesn't have a permanent home yet to
Right.
play in, but what are the considerations about where this team might end up?
Well, I know that they have said that they would really like to be downtown if possible. We don't really know what that, really looks like. But I think that, is really, it could be a really positive thing, another positive thing for the city center after so many positive things happening over the last couple of years.
Well, Birmingham may still be absent from the world of major league sports, but we have the Birmingham Barons, a minor league baseball team. There's a minor league hockey team on the way. What does this addition of a minor league soccer team do for the business community? What opportunities are they looking for?
On the same side of the coin, if they do go downtown, if you have the Barons downtown, you have the soccer team downtown, that's a win as far as retailers, hotels, businesses that are targeting the city center already. That really gives them another asset, to kind of draw on for their customer base.
Well, also, cities like Birmingham have found success through revitalizing their urban cores. Meanwhile, suburban communities are trying to figure out new ways to generate growth there. Hoover grew as a place for homes and retail, but leadership there is trying to turn that city in a new direction. And Brent, what is the conversation like in Hoover?
Well, it's really interesting. The folks that I talked to for this story, they are, in a lot of ways, they're just as excited about the future of Hoover as the people that you talked to about downtown Birmingham. And there's certainly a lot happening in Hoover.
Well, as I said, we think about Hoover as being a place where people live, where people shop. But where are city leaders looking to find new ways to grow the city?
There are multiple targets that they're looking at as far as economic development. Two of the main ways are focusing on STEM jobs, science, technology, engineering, math. And the other one is kind of this burgeoning market of youth sports tournaments, youth sports events, and just like the convention business in general.
Do you get any sense that the leadership is thinking about the city differently, beyond just being a bedroom community?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, they were also very particular to say, like, we know what makes Hoover great, and we're not trying to change it. It is obviously it's one of the biggest, suburbs. It's the sixth largest city in the state of Alabama. They're not going to just change their strategy that has made it so successful. But there is a kind of diversified look at how to continue to build on what they have there.